no doubt. When it comes to hair stuff, we just want to know these things that I don't know if they're going to work.
And you call phone up, and I'm actually going to see the financial results for you.
I need your license that is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was trying to file my unemployment online, but when I put in my information, it just says my information does not match, but I shouldn't have anything to match because I haven't opened the case yet.
Okay, no problem. I can assist you with that. Let's start. May I have your social security number, please?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's hard to hear you.
May I have your social security number, please?
419-082616.
Okay, may I have your full name, please?
Holly Joanne Freeman.
Date of birth?
9 September 28, 1979.
Your mother maiden name, please.
Houck, H-O-U-C-K.
I see something different under your mother maiden name. Shall be her last name before she get married?
That Houck was her married name is Freeman.
Okay.
F-R-E-E-M-A-N.
Yeah, this is what
but
I
But her maiden name was Houck.
Yeah, I have a Freeman.
It would have ever been Freeman. I don't know why. Because it's not, it's Houck.
Okay, so when you file a claim in the beginning, so this is the question that we always asking for the security question. Yes, sir. So let me read for you something about fraud. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefit. Do you understand?
Yes.
So I want to send an email regarding to your mother maiden name. That way we can change. And probably it's better
if I... You can keep it as Freeman.
Okay.
I'll remember it.
All right.
That's fine.
Yes, sir. No problem. Okay, let me ask you a question. Did you file or receive unemployment benefit in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you been
have
in
I
the...
Worked, have I worked what now? I'm sorry.
Federal government.
No, no.
Have you been in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation?
No, not
the
ever or you mean ever or
no ever
now?
No now yes
yes
no.
I have in the past.
Okay, okay. Do you receive notification that is called TRA certification?
No, I got unemployment back in 2012.
Okay. So now, has your name changed since the last time that you filed for unemployment compensation, or it's been the same name?
Oh no, I've worked.
No, your name. Your name is been the same.
No, my name. No.
Okay.
Yes, my name is not changed. My maiden name is Freeman.
Okay, how you work
under
different?
I am married, but I never changed my name. No, I've never worked under a different name.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you were asking.
No, it's okay. You can ask me anytime. How you were under different social security in the past 2 years?
No.
And how you were under different name in the past 2 years? So now, may I have please again, date of birth?
September 28th, 1979.
Okay. May I have your driving license number, please?
6505085.
Thank
Tennis,
you.
Alabama.
Thank you. May I please your race? Are you white, African American, Asian, or American
white.
Indian? Okay, let me go. Okay. And also, what is the highest grade that you compete in school?
11th.
Are you a USA citizen?
Yes.
Have you been in the Army for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
May I have please your home address?
110 Sanford, Sanford Road, Piedmont, Piedmont, Alabama.
Okay.
36272.
And this is the same that you're mailing address?
Yes.
All right, let's go. And may I have please your occupation from your last employer?
I'm sorry?
Occupation from your last employer. What are you doing?
A medical assistant.
Medical assistant. I hear a little bit noise. Let me check. Okay, are you speaking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hub?
No.
Are you in a school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite day to return to work?
I'm sorry?
Did your employer give you a definite day to return to work?
No, they fired me yesterday.
Are you available?
3 hours after my shift started.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts and your normal occupation?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, had you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Up to 50.
What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
At a medical assistant position?
Whatever occupation. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept? How much you will
14.
Accept? Okay. Do you own a business?
I make 16, but 14.
Yes, sir. Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
I'm a ma'am, by the way. No.
Okay. Are you corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working in a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you have worked in the last 18 months? Have you worked in another state between October 1st, 2022 and September 30th? Do you choose to have 10% off your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
No.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payment direct deposit to your checking or saving account. Or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. The benefit card will be taking an additional 5-7 days to deliver it to you after you approve for payment. And there are fees that
no,
may
I
be
would
charged.
Want it deposited.
Direct deposit?
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be checking or saving?
It's a checking.
May I have please your routing number?
Okay, hang on, let me put you on speaker so I can pull it up.
All right, thanks. Okay.
The routing number is 03110127. 9.
Thank you. And I have please your bank account number?
It is 156-116-4028-50.
Okay, I'm sorry. You say, could you please repeat all zero?
Okay, it's 156.
Okay.
116-402-850.
40. Okay. Thank you. Now let's go through the. Okay, so for some reason, let me ask you, is this one cash out? Because the system don't allow to take it cash out, PayPal, or anything regarding to that. So
no, it's a chime.
Yeah, it's the same. So we don't, the system don't allow to take chime. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, I don't do chime either.
Yeah.
I don't think I can use my husband's.
You would like to choose the
my husband's is direct. Yeah, for the time being, yes.
Okay.
I'll open a bank account at Regions if I need to, but yeah, for the time being, yeah.
Okay, you would like to choose the benefit card. Okay, so let me read for you the benefit card feed. You indicate that you wish to receive your unemployment benefit by the Alabama Managed Prepaid Benefit Card. If you already have a tan color, that card is good until the value through date on the card. And payments will be mailed to you. And once your claim is approved, otherwise a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding to your new Alabama prepaid benefit card. $0 in monthly fees, $0 per purchase fee, $0 in network fee, $1.30 out of the network fee. $0 in ATM balance inquired, 35 cents for customer service call, $1 for inactivity after 12 months, and car replacement fee is going to be $4 or $19 regular or expedite delivery, 2% of the transaction amount. This fee can be lower depending on how and where this car is used. Do you understand the condition for this benefit card?
Yes. I mean, I have no choice at the moment.
Yes, sir. Could you please provide me the company name that you was working for?
Main Street Urgent Care. Here's the odd thing. I don't know which name we're under.
Okay. Do you familiar for you, Source Point of Alabama?
I'm a ma'am. But, yes, Source Point is the payroll company.
Okay. Yes.
But I worked for Main Street Family Care, or it's called Rural Urgent Care.
Mm-hmm.
There's two different names, so sometimes it can be pulled up by Rural, and sometimes it can be pulled up by Main Street.
Yeah.
But SourcePoint is just the payroll company.
Correct.
I did not work for SourcePoint.
May I have the telephone number for the employer, the company that you work for?
That's the hard part, is actually getting anyone to answer the telephone at them. But I mean, I have the headquarters phone number.
Okay, you can.
But it's basically just automated.
Okay.
Let me switch to the page.
In what city was located this company, sir?
Okay, I worked in Center, Alabama. But the headquarters is in Birmingham, Alabama.
But you was working in Center?
Yes, it's Center. Centre.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then the headquarters phone number, I'm assuming, let's see. Trying to see if one of these other numbers would actually be, I don't think billing would be your person. I guess headquarters, like I said, it's automated. I even tried to call them yesterday.
Okay.
But it's 205. I mean, I can give you the local, like my work one, and it still gets you to corporate.
Okay.
So it's 256 877-4552.
Thank you. What day do you expect?
Like I said, it's automated, so I mean it'll.
Okay.
As you explain to the system what you need,
right,
it sends you on up. It don't send you
right
to the clinic.
Okay. So, may I have please the beginning and the end that you were with this company? What day did you start?
I started July the 27th of 2021.
Okay. And also...
And yesterday, I was terminated for...
Yesterday is 28.
No reason. I was given a reason, but when I asked for proof, they denied me any proof.
Okay. Could you
and then the letter that was...
reason what happened?
Now, the letter they sent me for termination today doesn't even give a reason. It
okay,
just says
me,
I was terminated.
Okay, let me put,
I've never even been written
let
up.
Let me choose no reason. And also,
yes,
could you please tell me the name for the person who discharged you?
Larissa Sims and Amanda Goble.
Melissa?
Goble. Larissa, L-A-R-I-S-S-A.
Could you please tell me Melissa? Melissa is one?
No, Larissa with an L.
Oh, I'm sorry.
L-A-R-I-S-S-A.
Okay, thank you. And what is her last name?
And then Sims, S-I-M-S.
Okay, thank you. And what is her position?
And she is the clinic manager.
Okay.
But the regional manager was also on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
She was not in person. She was on the computer.
Okay.
And her name is Amanda Goble, G-O-B-L-E.
Okay. And also, what is the letter? They just send you a letter? And also, and that's all? Or how they just...
No, when I was called in,
mm-hmm,
I was on vacation for an entire
mm-hmm
week. And something went down on Friday that I have no real knowledge of, but it was a lack of communication between the clinic manager and the nurse practitioner.
Uh-huh.
And so yesterday, Larissa comes in, my clinic manager, telling me and handing all of us these papers about attitudes. And I'm just looking confused because this is my first day back. I have no idea what's going on. And I asked her, I said, what is going on? Like, I don't understand. I just come back, Larissa, you know that. And she said that I had to swap shifts. I had to go to another team. And I said, well, that's not fair. I've been here 3 years on the same schedule. Why do I have to swap my schedule over something I didn't do? I wasn't here. And so then at that point, I asked, could I call Amanda? Which is who we're supposed to, that's our chain of command. So I said, could I call Amanda? Tell me yes. Amanda called her first before she finished talking to us. And she told Amanda I wanted to talk to her. Amanda said for me to call her. I stepped outside, called her. I basically got dogged out by the regional manager and told that I need to not apply for another job with them because I would not be hired for it.
Okay.
All because I questioned why I was having to swap teams. And her only reasoning was me and the nurse practitioner are too close.
All right.
We're the same age. We're the oldest ones in the clinic, us two. Everyone else is so much younger than us.
All right.
And so, yeah, we have grandchildren. We have children. So, yeah, we're there 12 hours a day. So, yeah, it's easy to bond with someone you've worked 2 years with. Like, she came on 2 years ago. So I've worked side by side with her for 2 years. So, and I was just defending myself at that point. And she proceeded on to dogging me out and said that we were just too close, that's why this was happening. And I'm like, I wasn't even there. I was not here last week. So I came back into the clinic, started doing my job like normal, and I was called into the office, which I hit record on my watch at that moment because I knew something was not right. And I knew, because we've seen it in the past, that if you go to Amanda, it ends up backfiring on you. So I knew something was fixing to happen. And I walked into the office.
So let me ask you a question, sir. What do you do to try and resolve the problem?
What do you do
to try and resolve the problem prior to begin terminate? I'm sorry. My bad. I'm so sorry. I do apologize.
Oh, you're fine. I just have a very deep voice, so you're completely fine.
I don't know why.
No, I never got smart with Amanda. At that point, I was not terminated. When I was speaking to Amanda on the phone, that was strictly a personal conversation about why.
But that one was for the letter, right? Through the letter. She terminated by the letter.
No. I'm getting to the termination now. So like I said, I came back in. I started doing my job. I said okay to her, and that was it. Like, no argument. Okay. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and put in my two-week notice because this isn't right.
Okay, let's resume. And, because I just need to put in three sentences. I know the specific reason.
Okay, so I called her, and then they called me into the office and claimed that I said F Amanda on the camera right after I hung up the phone with her, which is not true. And when I asked for them to show me proof, they wouldn't show me. They refused and told me to leave the premises. And then the letter I got today said I had an email.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Okay, so they terminated you by letter.
No, they terminated me in person.
Okay.
Told me to leave the premises, claiming I said something that I did not say.
Okay.
It's retaliation because I stood up for myself.
Okay, and what did you do to resolve the problem prior to you terminate?
There was no resolving the problem. Okay. They already had it in their mind. They were terminating. That was the first word when I walked in. Larissa told me to sit down and said, "You are terminated."
Okay.
And I said, "I need my termination letter." I got no written, nothing, the sign, nothing. I asked for my termination letter three times. They told me it would be messaged to me by HR. And I got a letter today from HR that says I was terminated through email communication yesterday. My termination was effective yesterday. Hannah Bird, which is the HR girl. Then I questioned her on the email question because I said, "I never received an email. What is that?" And she said, "That is referring to your conversation with your manager."
All right, let me ask you another question. After your last day at work, have you received or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I'm expected to receive a check this Friday for my last 2 weeks working.
But that one
this is
for
my
vacation
last check
pay
this Friday.
Or sick pay or holiday pay?
I do have the vacation pay on this check.
Okay.
But it's because I took off. I was
know?
I just used it.
Okay. You used that already?
No, I just used it.
Okay.
I don't have any more.
Okay.
They're not paying me anymore, no.
Okay. How you apply for
I literally
pension?
Will be paid through $161 a paycheck.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, $166 a paycheck.
All right. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, now let me read something for you. You are certified that your answers are true and accrue with the law provide penalty for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings that you provide with what reported by employers. False answer can result in overpayment. I certify to put in my full name here that all my answers are true and correct.
So now it is okay for you, Miss?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now let me ask you a few questions. Okay, just one moment, please.
You're fine. Yeah, it's just hard to break it down into three sentences. As to how I was wrongfully fired. Like I said, I've never had a write-up in 3 years.
Let me read something for you about this claim.
I have two certificates from them.
Hello, can you hear me, Miss?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Let me read something for you about this claim, and you can answer yes or agree, please. I am filed an internet claim for unemployment assurance again in the state of Alabama.
Yes.
I certify under penalty that I am the person whose name and information was provided in this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Yes.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claim, on the claiming handbook, benefit rights and responsibilities.
Yes.
So now let me read for you the closing statement. Just let me go through this. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim required this week. The unemployment claim will just finish it. Also raise a forward with the Alabama Care Center system. Your Care Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Care Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center or login at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and on the online resume. For you to do so may result in interruption in your benefit. An information booklet, benefit rights and responsibilities contain information how your claim is determined, instruction regarding how you can file your weekly certification. For you to follow the instruction, listen on the booklet to result in a denial of benefit. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim doesn't know automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week. For you to complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. Unemployment claims use calendar week that begin on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online and the claiming portal, click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone number. So the telephone number, it is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. For you to complete certification as instruction by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefit. Okay. So your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow interview to discuss the findings. So you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision in your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you completed your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiding when you first contacted them, but the employer later began hiding. For you to make at least 3 word research contact each week could result in a loss of benefit. For assistance with your word research, please visit a local Alabama Care Center. So on this coming Sunday, when you're doing your weekly certification, you will be required to report waste on your first weekly certification.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am here. Hello?
Hello.
Let me call you back.
Hello.